Good morning. I'm Rosa Ortega. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We have a couple of guests this morning that will be on the show. First, we'll be talking to a gentleman from Cal OSHA, and a little later on in the show, Sharon Johnson from Komen, Northern and Central California. But first, our guest is representing Cal OSHA's consultation services. It's a program which helps employers make sure they're complying with Cal OSHA health and safety regulations. Welcome an associate safety engineer for Cal OSHA, Darren Stevens. Darren, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover here, and we are talking about State of California regulations on heat illness prevention for the employer and how they have to comply to these rules and regulations for the benefit of their employees, correct?
Correct. And our heat standard is specifically for employers with employees who work outdoors.
So I understand that this was implemented many years ago as a result of people dying as a result of heat-related illness on the job. And this is a standard of which we continue to go by today.
Correct. There's been a couple changes over the years, but the last change was made in 2015. And it addresses specific requirements for, again, employers with outdoor employees.
So you mentioned that this, the workers that are targeted for this particular campaign are people who work outside in
heat illness in the valley covers all types of employees.
It could be people who are building homes. It could be
exactly.
People who are
the biggest focus are people who are working outdoors doing heavy physical labor, agriculture, construction, oil and gas production, even transportation. If they're transporting agricultural equipment or construction equipment, where they're really physically loading and unloading, the tasks that really put the biggest load on the body.
What does the state require employers to do in order to make sure that their workers are protected against heat illness?
Well, the standard requires several elements. One, they have to address the provision of water, the provision of shade, training, written procedures, as well as emergency procedures.
And so when you talk about the standard is really like a little booklet that kind of describes in detail what it is that an employer has to do for their employees.
Correct. For example, specifically under the section of water, the employer for outdoor employees has to provide 1 quart per person per hour of clean, drinkable, cool water.
So I took a look at the booklet myself and saw the detail with which it was written, and it's pretty amazing that you have to go into that much detail. But, you know, after you create a program as such, there are oftentimes a lot of questions that go with it. So hence the reason for them having to be so specific on various things in this particular standard, right?
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit about that. And then, of course, we will allow people, we'll actually get people the information that they need in order to access this information for themselves and their employees, correct?
Yes.
All right. So, for instance, you just mentioned the provision for water. Now let's talk about access to shade, because that's a whole nother area. Well, what do you mean by access to shade? So let's get a little specific about it and share with our listeners what exactly you mean by that.
Well, there has to be shade. And sometimes people have a little trouble with defining what shade technically is. Mm-hmm. It has to be a place where the employees can get under something and where they would not actually cast a shadow. And there has to be specific quantities of shade. There has to be enough shade for every employee on that job site. So if they have 50 employees, they have to have enough shade for 50 employees for recovery breaks in case they're feeling symptoms of heat illness, and also for rest breaks and lunch periods.
Also, high heat procedures, let's talk a little bit about that. And now I'm looking at your standard. There's so much to see on here that, I mean, really, we could be talking for about 2-3 hours.
Right.
Technically, but we are going to lead you to this information so that you can take a look at this and make sure that your employees have everything that they need and that you're in compliance with these particular laws, basically.
Correct. Correct. And again, this is for outdoor employees. Now, that's for any industry. Now, when we get above 95 degrees on the high heat procedures, that's for specific industries. That's for agriculture, construction, oil and gas field, landscaping, and then the transportation of ag or construction materials.
Right.
So it's only for those specific industries, and there are certain requirements above that 95 degree level.
And I would assume that most employers do know about this already. But maybe there are some areas that are just like gray areas for them that they're not really sure about. So this would be a great opportunity for us to give them that information to be able to be more specific on these particular points.
Correct.
So do employers have to have a written plan specifically for their business? What sort of help does Cal/OSHA offer in this realm?
Yeah, every employer has to have an actual written program that addresses all the different elements of the standard. We have sample programs on our website. It's kind of a template, but it's just kind of fill in the blanks and customize it to fit your business.
Oh, that's great.
We also have consultants like myself that are able to answer questions. They can call our office, and if they have specific questions on how to put their program together, we can answer those questions or anything else they have.
Do you also come in and maybe do training employers, or do you do group sessions with various employers?
Actually, we do both. We do what we call on-site visits, where we can actually go out and meet with employers and read through their written programs, evaluate those, make suggestions on what might be missing. We also do some presentations periodically for different groups and associations and things like that.
Well, that's great, and that helps a great deal too, again, with people who may have some questions and just not quite sure about that as well.
And they can always call our office anonymously if they choose to. I realize that some people get a little nervous when they call Cal/OSHA.
They think, well, because it's the state, it's related to the state. So
yeah,
they're thinking, where's the state government? And so there's really no fear. You really should be more afraid if you're not in compliance.
Exactly. Exactly. You actually want to contact us in consultation. It's a free service that we provide, and we can answer questions. Many times we can answer them right over the phone.
That's great. So you can call anonymously if you wish. In fact, we're going to give those numbers out as well in just a little bit. But before we do that, we're just going to continue talking a little bit more. You know, the standard is something that I'm pretty fascinated in because, you know, it actually goes point by point and very specifically over various areas. I know we talked about the provision of water, the access to shade, and there is much more detail than what we discussed just, you know, for a minute here. We talked about the high heat, basically when you get over 90 and above.
95.
Oh, it's 95 mm-hmm. and above. But there's also emergency response procedures. So that's a very specific area as well. So
yeah, actually, and many times when I meet with employers, a lot of times that's the issue that they typically miss.
Right.
And it tends to be one of the most important ones. Employers have to realize that when something goes wrong, if an employee starts feeling symptoms of heat illness, they or the supervisor need to know what to do. And the challenging thing many times, especially in construction and agriculture, the employee knows how to get to the job. They just don't know how to explain to someone else where they are. And they need to be able to do that. They need to be able to call emergency services and say, we need assistance, and this is where I am, and give specific directions. And that's part of what needs to be in that written program.
So this is the written program that we talked about, employers having a plan that, you know, Cal/OSHA can help them with or review once they have their plan in order. They can have you review that and take a look. But you mentioned that sometimes that's one of the things that's missing.
Correct.
So that's a great thing.
Also, I tend to find that employers have a program, it doesn't fit their business. And many times it'll have things included in there that they're not actually doing. And that's what we want to do. We want to help employers to customize the plan so that it actually fits their business.
Right. Be more specific. I think that's what it's all about, right?
Correct.
When it comes to having their own plan for their own business. There's actually training as part of your requirements of heat illness prevention regulation paperwork here that I'm looking at. Training specifically for
employees and supervisors. Now,
right.
The training for employees will be different than for supervisors. Primarily for employees, what we're looking for is training to educate them, one, on what our program is, how the employer is going to provide water, how they will provide shade, but also training them on the signs and symptoms of heat illness to
right.
know when they're starting to suffer, and also training on how to prevent heat illness. We as a population many times don't do that so well.
We do it when it's too late.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
like, wait a minute, the person's passed out on the ground. What do I do next? You know.
Well, and we all have certain habits. You know, mm-hmm. I drink coffee in the morning. I probably shouldn't. Water is what you need. You need to stay hydrated, and that is so important. And that's part of the training, is to educate employees how to keep themselves hydrated so that they can stay cool.
Right.
Then the supervisor training needs to also include, what do I do? How do I educate my employees? How do I monitor the weather to find out what the temperature is going to be that day? What do I do in the event of an emergency? What do I need to do as far as providing first aid if I have an employee who's starting to feel symptoms or suffering from heat illness?
Well, that's really, really important. So that's great. That's part of the contents in this standard that we were talking about. So there's so much really good information in here. And how can people access this information? Let's say they want to get this information to their supervisors and then, of course, pass this good information on to the employees and train them and that kind of thing. Where can they get this information?
The employers can go to our website, which is www.dir.ca.gov. On that website, you will find you can find a copy of the standard itself, sample programs. There is a question and answer document. There's a guidance document. Now, for information for the employees, there is actually 99calore.org.
Right.
And that's that website is designed more for the employee and educating the employee on the importance of heat illness.
It's also a bilingual as well, so that's always a great thing too, because there's a lot of folks that you know, English is their second language.
Correct.
So this would be a great resource for the folks who are Spanish speaking.
Correct. And access. One thing I should mention is the written program needs to be in English as well as the language spoken by the majority of the employees.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah, and calor means heat.
Correct.
So that's why 99, hence the name 99 calor. So very cool. And what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that you will have access to this information on our Facebook pages. I will make sure that the station you're listening to this program on, this information will be on the Facebook pages, so you can go and access this information there when you get a chance. If you're an employer and you're thinking about this, you know, sometimes it's top of mind, you hear it, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's something I got to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
You might be listening this morning, having an early morning cup of coffee, and this might come to mind where you may have to create a program, write something up specifically for your business, and this would be a great opportunity for you to get the information you need and get that all squared away and be in complete compliance for your employees during this hot season that's ahead of us, right?
Correct.
So, Darren, let's give the employers that website once again that they can access to maybe download some of these files for their own businesses.
Okay. For the employers, our website is www.dir.ca.gov. Again, that's www.dir.ca.gov. Now, the local consultation office is in Fresno, and our phone number there is 559-445-6800. Again, 559-445-6800.
All right, great. So if you have a business and you want to get this information and make sure that you're in complete compliance here for heat illness prevention per the California code, then that's what you do. Just go onto the website or maybe make a phone call and say, hey, can we get you to take a look at our plan and see if it's in compliance?
Correct.
All right, great. Well, that's great information, and it's been very interesting talking to you about this, because this is a whole other area that I never really knew too much about. So Darren Stevens, our Associate Safety Engineer for Cal OSHA, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.